Hey everybody, it's your girl Shawana. Here I am. I'm still here doing another podcast. I hope everyone is having a good night. I hope everyone had a great day today. And I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas on yesterday. But, you know, God has been talking to me this evening, this night, and I just had to say a couple words, a few snippets about what's on my mind, of what God has been tugging at my heart to say and my mind to say. You know, this morning I was listening to a pastor as he was talking about us moving on after Christmas. We know on Saturday we celebrated Christmas, which is the birth of Jesus Christ. And here we are the day after. It's after Christmas. And he made a good point this morning when he was talking about after Christmas, how we have to go into 2022 with a different mindset. We're not Christmas on our mind, but doing the work. Because we know Jesus was born, but after Jesus was born, he started doing God's work. He started ministering. He started saving souls. He started performing miracles, doing God's work. So that means now, that's what we're supposed to be doing after Christmas. We're supposed to be about God's business. And he made it very valid when he said this morning, anything that we're going to do, we need to do it now. Anything that we're going to do for God, we need to do it now. But the most important point that he made this morning, he was saying about fixing our soul. Because a lot of us, our souls are not right. Our faith is not right. Our whole being is not right. And the point what he made about fixing our souls, it stuck with me. Because that's something that we all have to fix. He said, we want the prosperity that God gives us. We want the blessings. But a lot of times, our souls are not fixed to receive them. And that stuck with me. Because a lot of times we pray for this, we pray for that, we ask God for this. But a lot of times our souls are not fixed. We're not ready to receive those things that God has in store for us. And he made a very valid point again when he said that we ought to be having people coming to God but and not to us. So a lot of times we form friendships. A lot of times we do a lot of things because we want the people to see us. We want people to give us the congratulations or the pat on the back. But what we should be doing is telling them about God and bringing them to him. Telling how good God is and giving the pat on the back for God and not ourselves. And then that's where we get the disappointment when we try to make everybody come to us. And when everyone don't come to us, then that's when we have issues. Because if we're going to do anything for God, if we're going to be about God's business, then we got to put him first. And the biggest mistake a lot of us make is that we try to be God and we're not. We try to solve all our problems ourselves and don't have God in the mix. And then we wonder why we go through all these trials and tribulations. But see, when Jesus was born, he gave us grace. He gave us grace. Yes, Moses had the law. He had the Ten Commandments that God made. And they still exist. But when Jesus was born and when he died on that cross, he gave us grace. He gave us an intercession where our sins were saved. We were saved. And we were able to become sons and daughters of God. We were no longer just his creation. So that means we got to get our souls right. We want a blessing of a bigger house. We want a blessing of a better job. We want a blessing of a good man or a good woman. But to get those things, we got to fix our soul. We got to be right. And a lot of time, God allows us to go through things to get us right, to get us prepared for those things that he has in store for us. because he don't want us to suffer. He wants us to have love. He wants us to live right. He wants us to have prosperity. But we got to fix our souls. We got to fix us in order to receive him. We got to get out there and do his work and be about our Father's business. So I was sitting here reflecting on the things that I've gone through from January until now and over the years, and how thankful I am where God has brought me from and where he has brought me to. Because I should have been dead or gone a long time ago. But his grace has kept me here. And so I say that all the things that I say I want to do 2022, I got to be about his business. I can't keep putting a thought in my head. I got to put it to action. I got a book coming out, getting published, getting ready to come out soon. I got a nonprofit that I'm trying to get off the ground, but I got to get out there and get it off the ground. God done gave me the tools to do it. I just got to get self out the way and stop doubting that it's not going to make it. Because anything that God has us to do, any assignment, he's not going to let us fail when he gave us the assignment to do it. And that's what we have to remember. And that's what I have to realize. Everything that he has me to do, he's right there with me for me to succeed. It's myself blocking myself. And that's a lot of times we block ourselves. We block our own blessings because we get in our own way. If anything I've learned throughout this year is getting out of my way and getting out of other people's way. My son had an issue right after Thanksgiving where he wanted to take his life. And the most important thing he told me, he's like, "Mama, the only thing I ever wanted was for you to listen. Just don't talk, just listen." And that's what I had to learn. I work in mental health. I suffer from depression myself. I know all the right things to say and do for other people. But when it came to my child, I had no clue. I thought I knew. But the simple thing that I had to learn to do was to shut up and let him speak. And sometimes that's what we got to do, is shut up and let God do the work. Get out of the way. Fix our souls. Let him fix us. Not us trying to do it ourselves, because we can't do nothing without him. So that's why I say tonight, as I sit here and contemplate, and I sit here and I write this thing, this proposal, trying to get Lulu's off the ground, I think about what this sermon was today, about fixing our souls, going into 2022, doing God's business, fixing our souls, fixing our families, making things right with other people, letting go of our past, moving forward, living for our now and our future. Because the greatest gift God gave us was himself, which is inside of us. He's inside of us every day. He left us the Holy Spirit. And Pastor said today, which was so important, that made me want to shout, was that there's no reason why we should be afraid, because he didn't give us a spirit of fear. There should be no reason why we should be sorrowful and not have joy all the time, because he's with us. It's the Holy Spirit is inside of us. He gave us his authority and power. And we got to learn how to tap into it and use it. So here I am, remembering my purpose. Not being scared to walk in his authority that he's given, because there's no limit on his power. God's word is everlasting, and there's nothing he can't do, and there's nothing that's bigger than him. Because for a while, for a couple weeks, I was letting depression take back over. I got sad because I didn't graduate. I missed my final by 2 points. I was just overwhelmed with all this stuff going on with both my sons and my family. And I was still trying to maintain doing my work in school, going to work and dealing with all these issues, trying to do so much that I just crashed and burned. I literally had been sitting in the house for a whole week, didn't want to get out of my bed, throwing myself a pity party for what? And today I had to remember my purpose. I had to remember I had to fix my soul. I got to get it right. So those words this morning that my pastor was saying, after Christmas, you got to be about God's business. So I got to get back on the horse. I got to get back on the battlefield. I got to get back and put on that armor that he's already given me and walk in his authority. So if I say here anything tonight to anybody that's having any doubt right now or going through, let it go. Let's get our soul right with God so we can get that prosperity, get those blessings that he has in store for us, walk in his authority. Let's go into 2022 with a clean slate, not worrying about what happened last year or last month or last week or yesterday, but moving forward, letting people be people and keeping it moving and get out here and do God's work, bringing people to him, saving souls, changing the dynamics, changing our communities, getting our children off the streets, helping them stopping this gun violence. Because it starts with us. We just can't keep sitting back no more. I can't, and I'm not. As I said, when I started doing this podcasting, and I haven't been consistent like I started out, because as again, life has been happening. I've been doing God's work, doing other things, but I've never forgotten about this. And I'm going to keep saying things that will help people, whatever God has me to say, because this is my Exodus movement, walking in my authority, walking in God's authority, doing this thing until he tells me to stop. So I hope anything that I've said tonight, this little snippet about fixing our soul, getting ready to do God's work, going into this new year, being about our Father's business, we need to do it now, because time is not on our side. And if we pay attention to the word and what's going on, we see that our time is getting shorter and shorter. On this earth, because our heaven is not here, and a lot of us living on this earth as if this is our heaven. We're just pilgrims passing through until God calls us home, because that's where our real house is. So I hope whatever I said tonight, this little snippet would help somebody. And I pray that everyone have a happy new year. If I don't make another podcast, I pray that everyone have a happy new year and just walk into this 2022 with God's authority, doing his work, fixing our souls, keeping our faith. And letting him use us and knowing that there's nothing no bigger than him. So I holler at y'all later, and I hope y'all have a good night. Bye.